Funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Welcome to Minnesota Music Moment. Minnesota Music Moment is a weekly feature of Jazz 88, highlighting Minnesota jazz artists. Join us as we place the spotlight on Twin Cities pianist Laura Caviani.
My background was mostly classical piano. I'm very lucky, you know, that I had some wonderful teachers. I grew up in St. Cloud, and Bethany Lane was my piano teacher. She's still alive and well, great teacher. And I also had some great big band teachers at Apollo High School in St. Cloud. Don Nelson, who's retired recently, was a wonderful teacher. Went to Lawrence University, majored in composition, so I kind of got in through the back door and took a jazz composing class. So I was writing jazz before I played it. I was lucky. I went to Eastman School of Music one summer to take a class, and who should happen to be in this class with me but Maria Schneider, who, of course, as we know, has won Grammys for her jazz composing with her ensemble from New York. And here she is, a Minnesotan. We were both stuck in New York together, pulling all-nighters, trying to get our big band charts done at the same time.
Give me one good reason for sticking around with you. Give me one good reason for saying, honey, yes, I do.
I think my earlier influences probably have a greater impact on my compositional style. So, for example, when I'm writing from my heart, I guess my style might be more closely related to someone like Keith Jarrett. Or I had a chance to study with Lyle Mays, who played with Pat Metheny for a while. He was an amazing influence on me earlier. You know, I loved McCoy Tyner for a long time. And now I'm totally getting into Kenny Barron. I studied with Joanne Brackeen. She completely blows my mind. And she kind of helped me compositionally overcome some barriers. I studied composition with her for a minute there in the late 90s. But those are some of the people that have influenced me over time. I teach at Carleton College and also at St. Olaf College. And then now I just started teaching a couple classes at McNally Smith. I feel very lucky. There are some great students out there. So I'm hopeful that the jazz is going to have a future, you know, that it'll continue.
And that was pianist Laura Caviani. Minnesota Music Moment is a feature of Jazz 88 FM. Join us next time as we put the spotlight on another Minnesota musician. I'm Marianne Sullivan. Funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.